share in Austria of about 38% right now. And Invenium creates, maintains, and enhances the algorithm platform and the ÖBB infrastructure. My company provides the actual train timetable on a daily basis using the ARAMIS system that we have. That's the Advanced Railway Automation Management Information System. It's a live tracking of our trains. Next slide, please. We have the use cases that we want to provide the entering and the exiting passengers per station. We have on the right side the daily variation curve of the entering passengers and the exiting passengers on this chart. Then we also have the use case of station-based OD, origin destination metrics, also including the transfer passengers. Then we have the loads of passengers on defined cross-sections. We do analysis of delays. We have the origin destination metrics in the zonal structure of the Austrian National Transport Demand Model. It's called VMÖ, Verkehrsmodell Österreich. Then another use case is the catchment areas of stations based on the home activity of the mobile phone users. And last but not least, the special analysis of demand peaks, for example. On the chart or on the right side, we also see the origin and destination analysis of the airport of Vienna, for example. We see where people are moving to the airport and coming back from the airport in Austria. Next slide, please.
So I want to give you now a little bit more details in how is the data generated and how the method works in the back. As I said before, we got this trajectory of each ID, so device over the day. And at the end of the day, we're calculating or extrapolating each ID on the whole population. So all the results we are providing here are for the whole population in this case. This algorithm for the extrapolation is one of the main topics because at the end of the day, it's very relevant in this case that the quality of the results is in a high accuracy that is also used in planning platforms because it's always very relevant that the quality of the results, in case, for example, here of the passengers which are using the trains, is very relevant. So in general, how it works. For example, if you have a smartphone, you're traveling to the train station in this case, you're providing a lot of mobile phone events. We are then analyzing, okay, are you at the train station? Do you generating some mobile phone events in this case? Then, as Reinhard said before, we're using the information, okay, the train is coming to the train station. We have the information of the real timetable in this case from the ÖBB system in real time. And we are looking, okay, is it possible that this trajectory from one ID is really mapping on such a train and is traveling with the same velocity, speed in this case, to the next train station? And so we are analyzing how many of these IDs out of the mobile phone system are really at the train in this case, where they are entering the train, where they are exiting the train in this case. We're using also for the information such a probabilistic model, how many of them are on a train, how many of them have the same passenger information at the end of the day. And at the end of the day, it's also really then relevant to analyze how many people are at the train station, how many people are sitting in a train, and this doing every day. As Reinhard said before, we started with some pilot projects in 2016 and then with the ongoing project 2018. And now we are really providing every day for around about 1,000 train stations in Austria the information how many people are entering the train, how many people are exiting the train, and as said Reinhard before, also the information where the people are coming from before, so the trips to come to the train station, and also the trips after the train station in this case. And so this is the whole process, what we're doing here, A1 is providing the topic. In case of generating the mobile phone network data, we are, as Invenium, using the mobility platform, and also together with the ÖBB, we have some, I would say, some validation process. Reinhard will explain then on the next slide what is this validation process, because at the end of the day, I said before, the quality is quite relevant to compare our calculated results, I would say, together with some empirical data, which is, for example, collected directly by ÖBB, to have also a validation process, and then to get this information and use this information in the next case. Next slide, please.
Yes, how do we validate the data that we get from Invenium? We make manually performed counts for the validation. It was our task to establish a high-quality assured empirical passenger count. And the whole design, the organization, the implementation, and the validation is done by the ÖBB. On the map, you see the about 120 stations that we already counted manually in the year 2020 and 2021. And we use this data to validate the model. for the method and validation, it was very important for us to get the entering and exiting passengers always per train. So it's not enough to get it for a certain time period. It must be per train. We made a special training for the counting staff to ensure a reliable and consistent count. And for each count, it was also important for us that there was a managing person for this counting team, because we used up to 25 persons to count at the same time at the station. And only high confidence counts were used for the validation of the model. That means that every person who made a count had to give a mark for his counts. And so when the confidence was high, we only used this high confidence counts. On the right, you see sheets that we prepared for the special training, and also for lists that counting staff had to fill in. Next slide, please.
Okay, and what we are doing then with this data? So for us, it's really very important to have this empirical data that at the end of the day, it's also compared.